Of you listening to the show, heading into another weekend. Would you believe the next time we meet, it'll be December? What happened to August? Now, wait a second. I'm still back in the summer, my mind is. What happened between August and November? It was like, it's like lightning. When I was a kid, it seemed like time moved so slowly, and my mother used to tell me, oh, you just wait till you get older, and she was right. Time just seems to go by at, like an Acela train, an Amtrak train from Philadelphia to New York. Normally that trip would take you 2 hours. It takes you, boom, 45 minutes. And before you know it, we'll be talking about the end of the year and coming up in December. We got some great shows in store for you, taking a look back at the people whose fates fell and whose fates soared. And boy, there were a lot of interesting things that happened this past year. 2012, I think, politically was an interesting year for big time flubs. People who fell on the sword. It was a big year in music, in movies. Really interesting. 2012 for me goes down as disappointing in many respects.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
But exciting in others. So there you have it. Plus, next week, I'm going to promo this right at the top before we dive into all the things that you want to talk about, like the Middle East. We will have another Nail the Score for you. Nail the Score is here for the rest of the season and through the playoffs. And this week, the game was the Vikings and Green Bay. But that's not until Sunday. The first of the games was unfolded on Thursday night. Atlanta beat New Orleans 23-13. Well, if you're keeping score at home, the Palestinians feel pretty happy that they won a big one. What did they win? They won state status at the UN. Yep, you got 103 nations at the UN General Assembly on Thursday. 138 voted in favor. The Palestinian state now, they have the de facto recognition of a sovereign Palestinian state after the president, Mahmoud, I can't even say his name, Abbas. You see, I was so shocked and stunned by it. Called on the world body to issue the what he's saying is the long overdue recognition. So this was a shocker in some parts of the world. In the U.S., of course, it was to vote it down, and in Canada and some others as well, some other countries. But they get the recognition because there were too many other countries who gave the up vote. The three countries that did not take part in the vote to upgrade the Palestinian Authority's observer status at the United Nations to non-member state from entity included, as I mentioned, certainly the U.S. This vote was highly anticipated. Abbas denounced Israel for its aggressive policies and the perpetration of war crimes from the UN podium, remarks that sent fury and nasty responses from Israel. In fact, what Abbas told the assembly after getting a standing ovation, he said, 65 years ago on this day, the United Nations General Assembly adopted Resolution 181, which partitioned the land of historic proportions into two states and became the birth certificate for Israel. The General Assembly is called upon today to issue a birth certificate of the reality of the state for the Palestinian people. So Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responded immediately, condemning Abbas and his critique of Israel as hostile and poisonous and full of false propaganda. He says, these are not the words of a man who wants peace. Leon Panetta, still our Secretary of Defense, had something to say about Israel and, of course, all the rockets that were being lobbed and our taxpayer dollars that helped pay for the defense system that really, really helped out the folks in Israel because of the dome was able to stop most of those rockets. Take a listen.
The United States strongly supports Israel's right to defend itself and strongly condemns the rocket attacks against Israel. Iron Dome performed, I think it's fair to say, remarkably well.
Yep. I mean, there were some deaths, but not very many. And you think the schools that were hit and all that kind of stuff. Now, in the meantime, what happens? Right after this vote, the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, who has no chance of becoming Secretary of State, by the way, called for the resumption of peace talks and says that the Palestinian people will wake up tomorrow and find that little about their lives really has changed, save the prospects of a durable peace, which have only receded. So we call on them to resume direct talks without preconditions on all the issues that divide them, and we pledge that the United States will be there to support the parties vigorously in such efforts, and that they need to avoid further provocation actions in the region, in New York or elsewhere. Will they heed, ultimately, will they heed that advice? The answer is probably not. Now this will be another bone of contention between Israel and the Palestinians. And, of course, we're talking about the Gaza Strip. And Abbas did nothing to endear himself, but I don't think he's concerned about that. So the Assembly approved the upgrade despite threats by the United States and Israel to push the Palestinians by withholding money for the West Bank government. The UN envoys said Israel might avoid harsh retaliation as long as the Palestinians didn't seek to join the International Criminal Court, because that is obviously the very big, big concern. So 17 European nations voted in favor of the resolution, including Austria, France, Italy, Norway, and Spain. And who's left holding the bag? We don't know the answer to that question just yet.
Inevitable.
It does seem almost inevitable, doesn't it? All right, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, time for some Spam-a-lot. What is Spam-a-lot? Well, it's not eating lots of Spam in a can. That's your hint. I'll fill you in on the backside. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. places. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Iodine Protection Packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For another edition of Spam-A-Lot. In fact, I believe it's actually our first edition. We've been trying to roll this out for months now, and finally we get around to it. You know, how many times are you going through your email and you can't believe some of the cockamamie things that are sent to you? And then other times people will tell you, well, I sent it. You know, you're supposed to send you that important email with your mortgage numbers on it. Well, where is it? Well, it must have maybe got caught. Maybe it's maybe it's in your folder. You know what I'm talking about. Your spam. How much spam do you get a day? Well, here's the thing. I get spam in 4 different languages, and Chinese, lots of Chinese spam I get, so I can't even tell you what that says. Just a whole bunch of symbols, and it looks very serious, and then a few numbers at the end of it. So I'm not really sure what they're trying to get me to do there. Then we got this thing from the scooter store. I'm not quite there yet. Helping people with limited mobility regain freedom and independence. They spammed the wrong person. They're barking up the wrong tree. Then there's Car Deal Finder. Big savings on new cars, trucks, and SUVs. Then there's the antidepressant inquiry. It says popular antidepressants, Paxil, Zoloft, Effixor. Yeah, I'm not at that stage either. I'm not on an antidepressant of any sort. I don't like to take pills. Everybody knows that because I say this on the show all the time, and it is really the God's honest truth. I take Extendivite, which is, for your heart. If you go to heartdrop.com, you read my pal Don Wiskin's story. It's funny because my arm got twisted to try it, and I love it because I love the results. I'm all about the results. Remember, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. I'm opening my Extendivite right now. And if you're worried, you know, when your chest cracked open, I don't want to have that happen. I've seen people, and it scares me to death. I've seen people that aren't even 40 years old that have been in the hospital with a ticker that doesn't work, and I just can't imagine it. All right, then I got also for my spam, I just want you to be able to know that I relate to all of you as well because I get it too. Spirit Airlines is really desperate for me to get on one of their flights. They're constantly sending me low fares for 2013 extended, but they have to stop like 100 different places for me to even jump on their plane and go anywhere I want to go. Yes, it doesn't make any sense for me to be worried about jumping on a Spirit Airlines. Blockbuster, I thought, was gone, but apparently not, because they're offering me unlimited rentals, saying that I can start my free trial today. Right now, I could start my free trial. I don't like Blockbuster movies that you either get delivered to you or you stream, because they stuck me one time for a crazy high bill that wasn't even my bill, and I had to untangle myself from it. It was a pain. Let's move on to another couple of spam-a-lots, which, by the way, worst spam you ever got, send it to me, americatonight.net, or call me at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let me give you another one. Go Triple Score, get your 2012 credit score online now. So which I would say, ooh, no thank you. And then we have an instant booster in between everything. And what is the instant booster? Instantly boost your website's traffic. So now they can show you how to go into your system and build the traffic. Here's one from the Tennis Channel. Tennis Channel's Encore 100 Greatest of All Time. Who cares? But I am curious as to who is number 100 on the list. 100. And then there's this gem, Lonely Cheating Wives. Their neglected wives seeking safe, discreet affairs. Yeah, why are you sending me that? Come on now. So spam does not always hit its intended target. Often spam misses on the obvious and sticks with something that's just not quite, it doesn't quite show a flag. Mm-hmm. Then there is, and I'm reading these just as you're hearing them. Here's one from Lower My Mortgage. President cuts refi requirements. Credit score requirements eliminated. Then there's asbestos injury, and it says asbestos alert. You may be entitled to compensation. Oh, I wish. I am not entitled to compensation. I do not believe that.
Inevitable.
Inevitable. Not quite inevitable. All right, what's inevitable is what happens, as we segue from spam a lot, what happens if you have no place to go because Sandy took your house away? The roof, everything had to be demolished. And then you got FEMA money. Well, the answer is, if you're solo, it's so much easier in these situations. If you're not, and you're getting, like, unusually high power bills and you're upset by things that are happening, it's a whole different thing. So the Federal Emergency Management Agency has given $1,700 and then trying to get, deeming people that they know they could get money for, then trying to get them better jobs. So there were some game changers besides the actual amount. There were some definite game changers this time around. Coming up on ATN, and it is an ATN, ATN, coming up on the show, we will take you inside the numbers. We can count. We can count. Too bad we can't count, as we just had a guest on earlier this hour. Too bad we can't count the bunch of fools out there who should never be parents in the first place, and offer them some kind of reward just for being a decent parent and being concerned but not smothering. I bring that up because I think my mother actually was that way with my brother and I. But I hear stories from other people, and it's a little bit different in the way that they're incentivized or decentivized. It's a little more dramatic, shall we say. So we'll mull that over and think about the spam I did not read you. Since we've been talking, I got 100 more emails. 100 more. Yes, it builds up, it builds up, it builds up until eventually it pops. And that's probably why so many is what I'm thinking. That's probably why that is.
You need to stop looking for stuff. That's the way they get you.
Yep, that's the problem. I think you're right. Charles in charge says, here's what we've uncovered. A big piece of advice, Charles, right? Stop looking for stuff.
That's right. Stop browsing.
Unfortunately, I'm always browsing, so that's why they busted me up with e-cards and everything else.
Yep, we need to plan your net intervention.
Net intervention, that sounds good to me, and probably many of you could use a net intervention. Shocker, UN bringing it around again, okaying the Palestinian bid. I don't think the U.S. was 100% expecting that, but it elevates the authority to non-member observer state, which Palestinians hope will provide new leverage in their dealings with Israel. And it certainly seems likely, although sooner is, in this case, absolutely very, very much better. It's the better choice. And so we'll see what happens. Death sentences and an anti-Islamic film. I'll give you the bits and pieces, the odds and ends, and everything else in between coming up in a few here on ATN.
My fortune. Chanel number 5. Inevitable.
Comes another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Tell you, I happen to come across a survey by the Smithsonian Magazine. Can we count the small towns that we like to live in America? Are you from a small town? Wasn't there a song written about small towns by a guy who changed his name twice? Oh, what's his name? John Cougar Mellencamp is the guy that I was thinking of. So Smithsonian Magazine releases the top picks for the 20 best small towns in America. And guess who is on the list? Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and Taos, New Mexico. I spent some time in Taos. In fact, we did the show from Taos, New Mexico. And you remember that if you were listening then, how cool it is, the mountains. It's in northern New Mexico, not as many people. And it's just absolutely beautiful. According to this list, you have to have fewer than 25,000 people, and you have to, and your rank is based on culture. So also on the list, Red Bank, New Jersey, Mill Valley, California, Gig Harbor, Washington, Durango, Colorado, beautiful, I've been there, Butler, PA, Marfa, Texas, absolutely, Naples, Florida, absolutely, I've been there. Also, Staunton and Brattleboro, Vermont, Princeton, New Jersey, Brunswick, Maine, Siloam Springs, Arkansas, Key West, Florida, Laguna Beach, California, beautiful, Oregon, Ashland, Oregon, Beckley City, West Virginia, and Oxford, Mississippi. And this is ranked according to Smithsonian Magazine. How about that? And I would agree with the towns they named at the top. Taos is great because of the adobe town it is, and the galleries and museums, and you step right into history. You're just like walking around in a history book. It's very, 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 very cool. Cannot say enough. Very, very, very cool. And it's interesting that they, in the list, they played up the, just, you know, randomly picking these small towns and looking for culture to be part of the common denominator. What do they offer culture-wise? And I think there were some pretty good examples of small towns and great food, art, plenty of hipsters, and that's how people get involved with groups of being the best, the youngest, all that kind of stuff. And so this was just about being the best, being the friendliest people, and great things happening, and you know, all those city natural things, to be sure. All right, moving on quickly to our next one. People living near the beachfront homes where President Obama and the first family vacation with their friends every year since 2008 were told on Monday about some specifics of the Obama family's vacation plans. The report delivered to the president along with the ocean and canals that surround the homes at Kilawani Place where the president stays informed the people of the restrictions that will be implemented for 20 days starting December 17th and running through January 6th. So how about that? I think that's pretty big. Alerting the people certainly is smart to the upcoming visit, but that's fast acting. That's the deal. How about moving from some of these stories to entertainment? Entertainment can come in a couple of different forms, but I think when you think entertainment, you know, we do the nail the score thing, football, so you're assuming it's not going to be that, and that makes sense, yes. But I did get something from Jalyn, who sent me an email about the possibilities of some of these people who would make the numbers lists. And the numbers list include one, Joe Jackson, who is in serious condition. Does the name sound familiar? If it does, give yourself a pat on the back. The reason you recognize Joe Jackson is because Joe Jackson is Michael Jackson's grandfather. And he's in serious condition. He's been struggling with health over the past 3 or 4 months. Especially they're worried about pneumonia and the trend. He was getting treatment in a Los Angeles hospital. So Katherine Jackson and daughter Janet Jackson didn't respond to any kind of request information. But the story about the father is definitely sad, for whatever it's worth, because in the beginning they had lots of problems with him, but then the problems sort of went away. And so it's very sad to see someone in this condition. So that has to be tough. It has to be tough to see him like that. He looks, I mean, he suffered a stroke, and he definitely looks all the part of falling victim to a hoax. How about this? A lawsuit filed to overturn Arizona Governor Brewer's orders denying driver's licenses to illegal immigrants who have gotten work permits and avoided deportation under a new Obama policy. The suing over the driver's license, I think, is key because so many other states who were holdouts now will have to do that. And unfortunately, that's the cha-ching factor that unless you're holding the gun, pretty tough to figure out what's going on. Because the guy with the gun always wins. Isn't that how it goes? The guy with the gun and the dark hat. Sad news on the front of a former president, that would be George H.W. Bush, had to be admitted to the hospital in Houston. So why was he admitted to Houston and not something closer to his other son? And that would be George at SMU, rather, and living in that area and not visiting during the week to the Houston hospital. But wouldn't it be easier if he was in Dallas? And he's got the lingering cough still, and they're looking for a reason to make sure that the bronchitis does not spread. Because I sent you a picture of him, he looks totally healthy, but it's one of those scary things where you could go down, you know, at any moment over something that is shooting sky high, and you don't realize it, cholesterol, whatever it might be. All right, lunch is served at the White House. Obama and Romney chat over chili. So there's no doubt that the prez was sincere, and there's no doubt that it was awkward between the two of them. There was one handshake toward the very end of the meeting where they seemed to kind of smile and somebody snapped that. But the White House says that this is the first meeting, of course, in the White House, the private dining room, since the election. And Obama, remember, made his victory speech on November 6th. So the White House said Romney congratulated the prez for his successful campaign and wished him well in the coming 4 years. It was an hour-long meeting focused on, this is all we know about the meeting. This is the original fly-on-the-wall stuff. But the conversation during the hour focused on leadership in the world and the importance of maintaining the leadership position. Now, if you're the prez, who's getting the better part of that argument? For lunch, let's have chicken salad and some turkey chili, and let's discuss what you think, Mitt, we should do over the next 4 years. And let's focus on America's position in the world and how important that is of maintaining that position. I just find it so hard to believe that they would have a really, really super open discussion about that, especially since they completely disagree. For the most part, I think they disagree on what that position is. Certainly it seemed that way when it was about running, but geez, maybe I'm wrong. And finally, for all you single guys out there, after 7 years, Danica Patrick, the race car driver, NASCAR race car driver, and you see her on the GoDaddy commercials, decided to call it quits with her husband after 7 years. Ooh, in the beginning they seemed so serious, but her husband, who she met in the hospital, Paul Hospital, are getting a divorce. She just said she was sad to tell her fans that they decided to end the marriage and said it isn't easy for either of them, but that means she's on the market. A lady who drives a very fast car could be appealing, guys.
sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses, don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you hear this? She's been charged in Los Angeles and New York in the same day. Yeah, as much as I could care less about what celebrities do, I just have to tell you that this poor girl, she seemed so cute when she was young, and what happened in between those years, I have no idea. So the Santa Monica city attorney charged Lohan Thursday with three crimes in relation to her June car crash on the Pacific Coast Highway. The three crimes are, ready, giving false information to the cops, obstructing is number two, or resisting an officer in the performance of his duty, and three, reckless driving. Reckless driving. So what about New York? New York City, they are giving her, or, well, three charges, leading to her arrest Thursday morning for third-degree assault stemming from an alleged club brawl. How about that? And then four charges in two states on one day would equal just a typical day for Lindsay Lohan. The other states, rumor has it, that want to charge her with something is bad performance as Liz. That's right. Lindsay doing Liz Taylor. There's something just, I don't know, kind of false about that. Is there any similarities between the two? I would say no. And check it out. When she was filming the movie, Liz and Dick, she might get, it's the news broke that she might get sued by Lifetime for breach of contract from her work in that television movie. Lohan's contract with Lifetime's insurance company explicitly stipulated that not only was the film's star forbidden from getting behind the wheel, but from riding in another car other than the one provided with the driver by Lifetime throughout the six-week filming period. Apparently, Lohan balked at this idea.
Watch your language in front of the lady, punk!
And that all fell apart when her car slammed into the rear of an 18-wheeler in California. And then she told cops that she wasn't the one driving the car. Never a good idea to do that. It doesn't seem to work out. Yeah, best to just try to go with the truth. And if there's any kind of a lie, make it a white one. There is a rumor that the New Jersey mayor of Newark, New Jersey anyway, Cory Booker, is going to live on food stamps for a week. Is that right? So he can really get a feel for what it's like to be on food stamps. He says he's going to honor the challenge he made to a Twitter follower earlier this month. He says he's going to be limited to 140 for each meal. 140. How about that? And the woman he challenged him on Twitter, is from North Carolina, said she's going to do the same, but maybe a different week. But she says she's also angry that Booker did not consult her about when the challenge will be held. Yeah, so Booker, living off food stamps. What do you think that means? Ice cream? Hot Pockets? 140 a day. If you break it down that to that minuscule amount, it's tough. It's got to be tough. I don't see how they can afford much more. And yeah, not exactly. Go figure. Rumor has it that the Arizona governor is furious over the latest row between state government and federal government. So take note, immigration rights advocates who filed a lawsuit Thursday that seeks to overturn Brewer's order denying driver's licenses for young immigrants who have gotten work permits and avoided deportation under a new Obama administration policy. Now, check this out. The lawsuit alleges the state has, in effect, classified young adult immigrants as not having permission to be in the country and ask a federal judge to declare Brewer's policy unconstitutional. Why? Because federal law, federal law, federal law always, always, always trumps in this case. Always trumps anything else and denies licenses without valid justification. Good for Jan Brewer, though, to issue the challenge, I think. And it may be an even bigger problem than what we're talking about here. Who knows? Because it's infinity as to how many people are in that same situation. And the answer is we don't know the answer to that question. We have no idea what the we have no idea really because trying to count heads. We have no idea what the final count is, if that makes sense. So Arizona being sued over driver's license policy. And how about the winner of Powerball? Were there any big winners? We told you that Missouri and Arizona are where the tickets were sold. Was it an individual person? Was it a group of people? We don't know the answer yet. They'll find out, I'm sure, in the next couple of days or weeks or something. That's not going to go unnoticed. So the question becomes is, if you claim the first prize, of course you pay off all the bills and they'll seem like nothing because of the amount of money that you now have. But the Powerball tickets were verified in Missouri and in Arizona. But in Arizona, anyway, they still don't have a resolution. And the Missouri lottery officials on Thursday verified one of two tickets, one of two, matched all but six numbers to a split, a record $588 million Powerball jackpot.
Phew. It's hot and I witch in your pajamas.
Yeah, no kidding. $488 million. Wow. Or $588 million. Whew. Man, that's crazy. Crazy. A good time to remind everybody, since we're talking about games of chance, here in America tonight on our Wednesday into Thursday evening, you can call the show and be part of Nail the Score. Here's how it works. Our supercomputer, it's very cool, picks the game of the week. You call in and tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. This past week, the Vikings and Green Bay, yes, just like that, were the teams that were chosen. So I said the Packers would win it 28-24. Pete in Texas says the Vikings will win it 28-19. Jason, who listens to us in Fargo, North Dakota, liked Vikings 24-21. And then there was various other guesses that were similar to those or completely off the charts, 48-45. We see those games, but not very often. Let's put it that way. And if you're a spectator, it's really the last thing you want to see because you want to see action. If you look at any of the old films, that's what you get. Action, action, action. To be sure, without a doubt. So don't forget about Nail the Score, Wednesday into Thursday's show, normally, in our third hour. Computer randomly picks the numbers. We then call in, or you call in and tell us what you think that who's going to win the game and what you think the final score is going to be. We'll see if we have any winners this time around because time is dwindling. If you want to play the contest, you better play soon.
Inevitable.
It was inevitable.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.